If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
But he is also saying that if we have received Jesus into our lives, one day our bodies will also be made new, like our spirits are now. And creation just can't wait, because on that day, it too will be recreated.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald, and my friend. In the many places that my wife and I have lived, we have had many vegetable gardens, and certainly we always try to have flowers and bushes to decorate the exterior of our homes and give a sense of beauty and peace. But whether it was the vegetable or flowers, we always are doing battle with weeds. And there is nothing as frustrating as battling weeds, because unless you apply some kind of chemical, they just keep coming back and taking over. Even my son's school music program with the theme of growing a garden had a fun song, Weeds Rule. Well, did you know that weeds are a part of the problems that Adam and Eve's sin caused? Yeah, they are part of the fall, as the theologians talk about. Do you remember that God told them, that is, Adam and Eve, "Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil, you will eat of it all the days of your life." And when I have to get down on my knees and pull weed after weed to keep flower or tomato growing, I feel cursed. Well, we're going to talk about this curse on creation today on Wings of the Morning. But right now, Chris Tomlin reminds us of our amazing Creator, indescribable.
From the highest of heights to the depths of the sea, creation's revealing your majesty. From the colors of fall to the fragrance of spring, indescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. All powerful, untamable, awestruck we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim. You are amazing, God. Indescribable, uncontainable, you place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. Incomparable, unchangeable, you see the depths of my heart and you love me the same. You are amazing, God.
In the book of Romans in the Bible, Paul the Apostle says this in chapter 8, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. The creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. And then he says something quite extraordinary. He says, we know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. So while you're weeding your garden the next time, think about this, that this cursed ground is groaning, waiting the new heaven and earth in order to share in the newness of the redeemed children of God. It doesn't like the weeds any more than you do. Well, before you think I'm being a little off the wall, I want you to understand that this is what Paul is talking about. But surely it is even more than weeds. It's tornadoes, hurricanes, and earthquakes. It's volcanoes, ice ages, and droughts. It's wildfires and floods. It's tidal waves and all the other parts of the frustration in creation, including genetic disruptions that cause problems throughout creation. Creation wants, as it is almost personified here, to be restored to the glory it had at the beginning, when it was perfect and honoring of its creator. As Paul says, it was not the choice of creation to be subjected to decay. You know, we even recognize this in a scientific formulation called the second law of thermodynamics. Entropy. Simply stated, everything decays. It loses heat, loses energy on its own. Nothing ever gains heat, gains energy on its own. The whole of creation is winding down unless an outside force maintains, reinvigorates, restores, redeems. So what does this mean for us? That creation is groaning like it's in childbirth. Well, for one, we should notice, that is, notice, listen to the cries of creation. As they grow louder and louder, they are pointing to the birth of a redeemed creation. And that should encourage and excite us. Although, like childbirth, it's also pretty scary. And then Paul also says, not only so, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit, grown inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. Paul is saying here that those of us who have received Christ into our hearts, who have the Holy Spirit of God living within us, have, as it were, the first taste, the first fruits of the whole redemption. We still live in decaying bodies. We are getting older, and some of us feel it more than others. But it is appointed unto all of us that we will all die. That is, our bodies. But he is also saying that if we have received Jesus into our lives, one day our bodies will also be made new, like our spirits are now. That's what it talks about when we talk about the bodily resurrection. And creation just can't wait, because on that day it too will be recreated. This is what we have hope for. Yet, in the meantime, while we wait, he also says that God's Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses, because we have this decaying and deformed life in the flesh. We are weak. We need God's help in so many ways, for healing, for resisting temptation, for strength, for encouragement, and on and on and on. And Paul says that because of this, God's Holy Spirit, who knows our weaknesses, intercedes for those who have asked Jesus into their hearts. And even when we ourselves don't know how to pray, he prays for us. My friend, this great hope and help can be yours if you ask Jesus to come in and be your Savior from the sin in your life. He can cleanse you and save you, then help you and give you this hope. Wouldn't you like this? Why don't you pray with me right now and ask him, Dear Jesus, go ahead and pray. Dear Jesus, I know I need you. I am tired of my sin. Please forgive me and come into my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call me. Please call me or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME, 877-306-HOME. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning with Reverend Tom Lehman on 1150 AM WDEL and WDEL.com. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week, the same time, for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.